The public impeachment hearings took place for the second day this week with questions directed at former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who was suddenly fired by President Trump. Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, was one of those questioning the former ambassador. She joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Nice to be with you, Patty and Jeff.
I've got to ask you about the tweets, the president's tweets, as Yovanovitch was testifying. Congressman Schiff is calling it witness tampering. Do you agree?
Well, it's both witness tampering and witness intimidation, not just for her, because obviously she was in the middle of her testimony, but for any of the other witnesses that are going to come forward. It adds to what is a growing mountain of evidence that the president continues to obstruct Congress and will do anything, even if it's illegal, to pursue his interests.
So, Congressman, we're all watching this on TV, and it's certainly compelling theater, if you will. But what are you picking up there in the actual hearing room that we're not? What can you help us better understand about this whole process?
Today was a good example of how the guardrails are not in place right now in our country, meaning you have a foreign policy directive that is espoused by Congress in the United States and ostensibly the president, and then you can have this rogue operation of individuals doing something that is really counter to the interests of our specific laid out foreign policy that that we espouse. So it can be very dangerous what the president's doing. Clearly, this back channel of Ambassador Sondland, of Rudy Giuliani, of these other individuals, we're not interested in anything but undermining, frankly, the foreign policy of our country towards Ukraine, which was about anti-corruption. And yet what they were really moving forward on and trying to get the new president to cooperate with was a corrupt effort to dig up or fabricate an investigation on Joe Biden, who is the president's, one of the president's potential opponents in the 2020 election.
Who is next on the witness list? Who comes next?
Next week, we have 3 days of testimony, both morning and afternoon. And I must admit that I haven't even looked at the list. I know that Fiona Ma, who was the staff person who worked on behalf of John Bolton, will be testifying. We'll hear from Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was one of those who listened into the call and was posted to the National Security Council. And there will be, certainly others that we hear from as well. Kim Morrison, I believe, who took Fiona Hill's place. I would like to point out that there's a couple things that are really important here. We have heard from three Foreign Service officers, two ambassadors, one desk officer, with a total of almost 100 years of service to this country. As Ambassador Yovanovitch said today, she has had 5 posts where she was in hazardous circumstances, where she was dodging bullets, and they've all been doing on behalf of our country. She has been so maligned by this president and by others, a smear campaign that has been underway for a year and a half, and we've got to ask ourselves, what is it about? And I've come to the conclusion, it's all about money. Those that were engaged, along with Rudy Giuliani, wanted to do nothing more than get her out of there so maybe they could get some business dealings, but also because they were lining the campaign coffers of the president, his PAC, I think a contribution of over $325,000 that was laundered money out of Ukraine, illegal to receive foreign money, and now both of them have been indicted by the U.S. attorney in New York.
All right. So, Congresswoman, as always, we appreciate your making some time for us. That's Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier. She sits on the House Intelligence Committee, which was, and she herself was one of those questioning the former ambassador today.